Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having Robert J. Fisher back on the show. Bob is certified financial planner. He's also a professor. He's also one of the great minds in our brain trust. He's the author of The Naked Portfolio Manager, Why Rules Trump Reason on Wall Street. And he's an expert on memory. How about that? Bob Fisher, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. So, memory, huh? How did you get started teaching people about memory?
Well, I have studied thinking methodologies all my life, and I went to Think Boson and took a course and became certified.
All right, now slow down. Think Boson, tell us about that.
Well, Tony Boson is one of the great thought leaders in thinking methodologies, and he's written about 150 books translated into scores of different languages, and he's studied learning and thinking his whole life, and a good part of what he's done is in the area of memory. He works with the World Memory Championship.
Tony Buzan, B-U-Z-A-N.
B-U-Z-A-N, yes.
And his programs are called Think Buzan?
Think Buzan, yes, that's his company, and he has hundreds of books available on Amazon. He's British.
And so you are one of his subjects, one of his students.
Yes, I went to Henley on the Thames over in London and studied with him.
How long were you over there?
I was over there about 10 days.
Wow. All right. So tell us your lifelong interest in how the brain works, how we think and put together, you know, we bump our two bump a couple of ganglia together and come up with an idea, right? That's always fascinated you. And you've been developing it over your career as you do other things that including things that help you make a living, right? Like financial planning.
Absolutely. And my book, The Naked Portfolio Manager, started the process of learning about thinking and how we make decisions. And,
right.
And it led to memory and a lot of other things.
So what are some so people who say they don't have a good memory, and I'm reasonable with names, but I'm not always great with names. You say you can fix that, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Everybody can be great with names.
Everybody, okay.
Yes.
How do we do that? How do we get started?
Well, there are three easy steps to start. The first one is make sure when you get introduced to somebody that you get their name and understand it correctly, because that's the first reason we don't remember a name, is we never heard it correctly. The guy,
right.
You know, I'm Mr. Von Schistorf. Oh,
right.
Oh, Mr. Von Schistorf, mm-hmm. You know, what the heck, you know. So what we need to do is stop and say, I'm sorry, sir, somebody was talking, I didn't hear that correctly. Could you say your name again, please?
Mm-hmm.
He says, I'm Mr. Von Schistorf. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's step one, making sure we get it. Step two, let's use it in the conversation a couple of times with the man. I mean, he may be a good prospect for our business. So we'll say, oh, Von Schistorf, that's an interesting name. I assume that's German, right? And you can ask about the origin of the name or,
mm-hmm.
or you know, if it's a first name, you know, oh, you know, did your father? You know, and so
yes, Mr. Smith. Yes, Mr. Smith. What's the origin of that name?
Well, we have to use our judgment.
Right, right. No judgment.
And then what we want to do is we want to create a word picture in our head with us. So, Von, for example, sounds like van.
Mm-hmm.
Restore, and then F, and you know. So what we might do is create a picture of in our mind of a huge van that says restore on it. And, you know, make the picture, mm-hmm. use your imagination. So maybe
restore
have
the van.
Restore psychedelic colors mm-hmm. with a huge F on top of the van.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might say, well, wait a second, his name's Von Restorff. It's not Van Restorff. And if I use van, it'll cause me to remember it incorrectly.
No, it's the sound, isn't it?
But, yeah, it's, you know, we have what we call our true memory.
Mm-hmm.
When we make these associations, we'll remember it correctly. It's just right. How our brain works.
Well, and also we have a place in our brain that's dedicated to face recognition.
Yes.
And so you can put those two together. Hey, Bob, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Bob, give us the website quickly, please.
Yes, it's VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com.
VirginiaThinkingInstitute.com. Bob Fisher and I will be right back. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Sir Elton. Take us out.
Pirate smile. You marry a music man.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.